is a huge tune from Disciples on my mind. This is MKFM morning. My name is Mikey Fontner. So, recap on, of course, the events that happened the other night in Manchester. Of course, we'll have our latest news at 7:30, which have all the latest details on that. One person that, I noticed that she was in the news quite a bit, but a lot of people I was speaking to last night were saying you didn't hear anything about her. Talk about Ariana Grande. She must have been probably the most broken, apart from the parents and obviously people that lost people, in Manchester at the attack, but she must have been so broken. Being on stage, performing, and all those people screaming her name, and then all of a sudden this happens. She's gone home. She was so upset, she's so broken by it, that she's had to go home. She's flown home to Florida after the attack in Manchester. The US singer was said to be broken by the explosion that killed 22 people. She's yet to confirm, though, whether her two shows at the O2 Arena in London on Thursday and Friday will go ahead. So they haven't said whether they've been cancelled or whether they're going ahead. However, she has suspended the rest of her tour, but she hasn't mentioned what's happening in London on Thursday and Friday. My gut feeling is that those gigs aren't going to go ahead. That's my gut feeling, but that's not what officially the O2 Arena in London are saying. They're going to let us know, hopefully, later on today. So the tour was due to visit Germany, Switzerland, Brazil, Japan and Thailand as well, along with closing in Hong Kong in September, but she's cancelled the whole lot for the time being as well. Right, more on this story, of course, as it breaks. It's still breaking, and we're well over 24 hours now after the event. All the information coming through all the time on our website, mkfm.com. Just click where it says news, and of course we'll have our news update in just a couple of minutes' time. That's coming up 7:30 this morning. Martin Solvig on the way in a minute, and I'll check the latest on the roads next here at MKFM.
The MK Breakfast Show with McDonald's.
Louisa Johnson and Best Behaviour, this is MKFM morning. My name is Mikey Fulner, so it's Wednesday morning across Milton Keynes. Sun is shining, it's already really warm this morning as well. I think we're going to be for a hot summer this year. This weekend is going to look amazing. Sunshine for all of it this weekend for bank holiday, which I'm quite surprised at, because normally it will be like really nice, like this, like it is now, up until like Thursday night, and then it goes, right, bank holidays next couple of days, let's rain. I'm sure somebody up there just kind of sorts it all out, that it's going to rain over bank holiday. But no, it's not this time. We're gonna have nice weather. Apparently we're gonna get a bit of a heat wave as well. Temperatures getting up to around about 30 over the weekend as a plume of warm air arrives in the UK from Europe. I don't know what that means, but apparently that means something good. I don't know. Thunderstorms expected on Monday, though. Yeah, someone had to spoil it a little bit, didn't they? Right, let's do this.
The MK Secret Sound. Secret Sound. With Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.
Right, so this has been going on for ages. Let's get Philippa on the phone. What are you up to this morning, Philippa?
Just getting my daughters ready for school.
Oh, wow. Make sure we get them on the school run shout this morning.
Yes, I will do.
Definitely. All right, so the reason I'm calling you is you've entered the MK Secret Sound, which means you get a chance to play this morning, Philippa.
Brilliant.
What would you do with the money?
Let's probably treat my daughters to something in half term, and my partner has a big birthday this year, so
wow.
Do something nice.
Well, it's well over £3,000, 3,020 quid up for grabs on the MK Secret Sound. It's building up every day. What do you think, though, the Secret Sound could be?
Peeling an onion.
Because it makes that funny noise, doesn't it, when you take the skin off?
Yeah, because first of all, I thought it was something mechanical.
Right.
But then when the clues that the guy had the Brussels sprouts, and then the judge said something you wouldn't want to go near, and obviously onions in terms of a long, strong smell, and obviously can make you possibly cry. So that was my clue, and my daughter came up with it as well.
So you're going on yesterday's guess?
Yes.
Okay. Is peeling an onion our MK Secret Sound for 3,020 quid?
I hope so.
I can't give you the money, it's not right.
Okay.
Never mind. That means, though, there is another round with Greg later on this afternoon. We play again just after 5 o'clock. 4:45, the text line's closest. Katy Perry.